Parshas of the Tzavod by Meluyim, in the Parshas of Atat Tzavah. That's where it says this Pasuk of Kocho. So anything that says Nishmois, by Atat Tzavah, it talks about the Tzivuyim, what you're supposed to do, Vishat Meluyim, that's good, there should be Likuva. But Milsad Leitziva Bahayin Yonim in Olam. But something that doesn't say in the Parsha of Atat Tzavah, about the Tzavah when Hashem commanded them to do. There's another Parsha in Vayikra and Tzav that talks about the actual Asiyah, how they do it. And there it says certain things that there are the mitzvahs there. So how do we know those mitzvahs are likuva? Shrashi explains to Leitziv, the Parsha of Meluyim, Bizeh HaDavar HaShatasem, Leitziv She'itein El HaChoshin Urim V'tumim. In the Parshas of Atat Tzavah, the Tzivui to do the Meluyim, it doesn't say that in the Choshen you have to put the Urim V'tumim. Kishelvishim, when they put it on the Kohen Gadol. Abba V'Parshas Tzav, Esaren, Shenem Rosham Asiyas HaMeluyim. There the Torah says exactly how they did the Meluyim. Ksev, there it says, Vayiten Olav Es HaChoshen, Vayiten El HaChoshen Es Urim V'tumim. The Mashmet Likuvah. Since the Pasuk says over there, you have to put the Urim V'Thummim inside the Choshen, so that's a mitzvah, and if they wouldn't do it, he wouldn't be called the Kohen Gadol, it would be possible. So for the Gemara, how do we know that? This Inyan to put the Urim V'Thummim in the Choshen doesn't say in Atat Tzavah where it says the word Kocha, it says it in the Parshas Tzav. There it doesn't say the word Kocha. So how do we know it's Nekuva? So for the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Yalav Pesach Pesach, there's a Gzeres Shavah, the two Parshias, the Parsha that says in Tzav about the Asiyah, and the Pasha that says not the Tzav, about the Tzavah, Hashem commanded them, we learn that one from the other. Shrashi Pesach Pesach, the Tzavah in Shemois Tziv El Pesach Oyomayit. And that's an extra Pesach there. V'chein b'yasiyah. Takriv Pesach Oyomayit. V'yochol Aron Ovonov, es Bosor Ayom, v'yatalechem asher v'sal Pesach Oyomayit. V'chein b'yasiyah. It's called Eide Ekilu El Pesach Oyomayit, v'mishlo es Bosor Pesach Oyomayit. Kitz is an extra Pesach, both places Pesach Pesach, learn that Xerish of them. That just like what it says in Atat Tzavah, by the Tzavah, anything it says there was Likuva, who I did in the Parsha Tzav, anything the Torah says there, that you have to put the Urim V'Tumim inside the Choshen, that's also Likuva. We have Meshashi, says another Torah. We have Meshashi, you Amano. In the Parsha Tzav, in Vayikra Gufa, there's a Raya, whatever it says there is also Likuva. The Pasuk there says, Ushmartem es Mismeresh Hashem. Ikuva, that's also a Lashon of Likuva. The Drasha of Meshashi Yoma, the Pasha Sasiyosa Nam Yikuva Ksiva. Even the Pasha Tzav, it says a Lashon Likuva. Ushmartem Mishmeris, Mashma Tishma Kechol HaKosiv, Vulaitzorak Zereshova. You don't need the Zereshova, Stam, you have an extra Pasuk here. Ushmartem es Mishmerish Hashem, to teach us that whatever it says here, you have to watch. And if you don't watch it, it's possible. So from here we know it's Likuva. Rav Ashi says another teretz. Again, in the Parshas of Tzav Gufa, it's Mashma, whatever it says there, is also Likuva. But Omar, the Pasuk says, Ki Chein Suveisi. It says, that's the way you were commanded to do. Ikuva, that's also a Lashon of Likuva. Now the Gemara, since the Gemara, Dash in this Pasuk, Ki Chein Suveisi, that was talking about in the Parshas of Tzav, about the Meluyim, now we're going to bring down another Brice to the Dash in another Pasuk, that also says the same Lashon, Ki Chein Suveisi. Nothing to do with the Meluyim. Stam, this is the Pasha by Aaron and Moshe. When Moshe got angry at Aaron, how come he burnt the Siyah Shomer Shredish? Tatan Rabbonin. It says three times in the Pasha in Vayikra Yud, it says, Kichein Tzuvesi, Kasher Tzuvesi, and Kasher Tzivu Hashem. It says three times in that Pasha these Lashonis. In the real extra, so Gemara's explain now, why do we need all these three Kichein Tzuvesi, like Kasher Tzivu, like Rashi explains. Tatan Rabbonin. Kichein Tzivesi. I did the Noket Hochel and Midrash Kain, Kain Tzivesi, Linyon of the Meluyim. Since the Gemara just got finished saying that in the Parshas of Tzav by Meluyim, it says this Lashon Kichein Tzivesi, which means any mitzvah it says there was the Kuva, is also Kabbalah Braisa Hochel. Our Gemara brings out on this Braisa. Le Medrash Kichein Tzivesi, the Shmini, where it says in Parshas Shmini, Lamayosa. Where does it come from? V'lav ninu hu kura din yom gemluim. We're not talking about the same pasuk of meluim that's talking about tzavas aron. Elo the yom hashmini. We're talking about now on the yom shmini shem meluim. The yichsev it says there b'mincha kichu es mincha anaseres miishi Hashem v'yichluhu matzois eitzel amizbeh kichein tzuveisi. It says loshen kichein tzuveisi. Then it says kasher tzuveisi. Rashi says gabi stir chatis hashedoras Moshe v'nei sarah. Moshe at a time of Aaron, how come you burnt the seer shorish chodesh? exid, Ocho Techlu Waisiv Makam Kodesh Kasher Tivesi. That, like, how come you didn't eat it? And then the Pasuk says, Kasher Tivu Hashem, Ka Beishoi Katruma Chazo Atnufa, Ksiv Techlu Makam Tor, Kasher Tivu Hashem. Says also in that Pasha again, Kasher Tivu Hashem. So Rashi explains the Kashmir is now, Volobali Chad Mikol Hani. How come I have to say like these three times, Hashem commanded us? Like usually when Hashem told Moshe to tell something to Klal Yisrael, he didn't end off to say, this is the way Hashem commanded me. Pshita! Whatever Moshe told, this is what Hashem told him. So how come here that Pasha Shmini, three times it has to say Loshen like, Kasher Tziva Hashem. What's the purpose of these three in Yonin? So Gemara Dashnas now, each one separately. Gemara says, Kichain, Tzuvesi means Baninus Yechlu. That was a Chiddush. That even though Aaron HaKohen was an Oinin, his two sons, Nadav and Avihu, died, still he was allowed to eat this Mincha. Rashi says, Oininin, Al Nadav and Avihu, Aaron, and he made Mluyim, that's when Nadav and Avihu died. V'kodshim Asur Oinin. And usually an Oinin, that means if one of your Mason Kroizim died, you're not allowed to eat kodshim. Mikal v'choyim v'maisa kal. We learn from Kabo Chayma from Meister. Yechiv Gabi Meister lo yechalti b'yoni mimeni. You're not allowed to eat my name. Is not allowed to eat Meister. So pshiti not allowed to eat kachin. V'u'am alehem lecho la mincha. Mashenken here, the tzibu was you're allowed to eat this mincha. Huskak loimet yechein tzibaisi baninus techlu. That's why Moshe had to repeat himself and say, even though it's a chiddush, even though usually an oinin can't eat kachin, here Aaron, you should know you're allowed to eat the kachin. The mincha that you brought that day, you are allowed to eat. And how do I know that? Yechein tzuvesi. That's why Moshe had repeated himself, I was commanded from Hashem to tell you this Kiddush, that you are allowed to eat even though you're anointing. Right, Kasher tzuvesi, another person can say tzuvesi, that means b'shas maisa omelehem. But he told him b'shas maisa. What does that mean, Rashi? Kasher tzuvesi b'shas maisa omelehem, kishemotsa mash osu, shesofu sir hachatis. That day, Aaron burnt the sir hachatis, v'u sir shorash chedish. He brought three kabonis that day. One of them he burned. His one of them he held, he wasn't allowed to eat. So since he wasn't oinin, he held the siyah shorash chedish, he's not allowed to eat. His omelan, so Moshe tied it back to Aaron, why did you burn it? Heimloi huves domai. Like there was no psul, you didn't bring the blood the wrong place. Haloliiru boi psul. No psul happened to the korban. Is hoi lachem loich leva chedish. So Moshe tied it to Aaron, you should have eaten that korban also. Kasher tzivet yes from the mincha. The same way I told you that the mincha, even though you're an oinin today, you're allowed to eat the mincha, shemat lechem bo, shemat yakodesh baruch nitzavisi, that I told you just like you're allowed to eat the mincha. I told you from Hashem, so Moshe is telling him now also, this chatis also you should have eaten. And we'll soon see the Teretz is Aaron knew, not like that, that there were three kabbonas brought that day. Two of them were chidushim haroi yeshua. Only for that one day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, yem shmini shemaluyim, they brought two special kabbonas. So those two special kabbonis, Hashem gave them a het to eat, even though they were anointed. Mashenkin, the third carbon of Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh. That's the carbon you bring every single Rosh Chodesh. That's a regular carbon. On that carbon, there was no hetta for Aaron to eat. So Aaron was right, the fact he burned the carbon show Rosh Chodesh. But Moshe made a mistake, and Moshe tied it to Aaron, just like you're allowed to eat the other kabbonis, you should have eaten the Siach Rosh Chodesh also. That's what he said, Kasher Tzivesi. And Baitom, Kasher Tziv Hashem, that the Moshe said, Kasher Tziv Hashem, that means, V'loi me'alai ani oimer. I'm not saying this for myself, I'm saying it over from Hashem. And Rashi says, Kasher Tziv Hashem, loi me'alai ani oimer. Ho yusaymchem al pi adibur. Like Moshe was saying, I'm telling to you over, that's what Hashem wants you to do. V'yochlu ois oinin. And even though you're an oinin, still you'll not eat it. V'loi fasu kasher atis kemachatis. Now Moshe was telling them, you shouldn't have done what you did with the korban chatis. So Rashi says, Moshe made a mistake. Because the heter atarah was only by the mincha of the chazav sheik, or siya shmini, or the siya nachshon, shayikot say shor. Those two kabbonas were special kabbonas brought special for the yom shmini shemluyim. Aber siya rosh chodesh, shokot say doris, loyhut the linen, or slice the serum kovel by bayayim. Three of them were brought that day. Lanitza fellow shor rosh chodesh mavad, and Aaron only burnt the carbon shor rosh chodesh. Because on that he held there's no heter to eat it since he's a linen. The hetter for the onion was only the special two kabbonis that were brought special for that day. So that's why the pasuk there says three times this lashon that he was commanded for the three chedushim we sang over. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Michnasayim ein suvim bepasha. It doesn't say anywhere how when the kahanim put on the michnasayim, the underpants.
Torah doesn't talk about it. Rashi says, "Ein klufim bepashis." But levishas habegodim, when the Torah says how they put the begodim on Aaron Akoin, loy b'tzavoh v'loy b'asiyah. Not in the Pasha Shemois, when it says about that tzavoh, he commanded them to do it, and non Pashas Vayikra, when they actually did it. It doesn't say anywhere that they put on the koyin the michnasayim. So the Morak is Shuwaima, when the Pasuk says at the end in Shemois, v'zeh ha-dover ha-shetas olehem lekadesh oisom lechayim, is lovia michnasayim. That's the actual vav. V'zeh ha-dover means something that is said before in the Pasha. Before it spoke about, when it spoke in the Pasha before, it was talking about the Begodim, the Big Dekuna, so it said the Michnasayim. Now the next post-Pasha, the Pasha is talking about the Tzavor, when Hashem committed them to make it special for the Kohanim, it says Loshin V'zeh HaDover, and this thing means to include what we're talking about before, the Michnasayim. That a Kohen has to bring an Asirus of Eifa also. And Rashi says, Kishuayna v'zeh ha-dover shasiva taslehem. Vov, it says v'zeh ha-dover, what's the vov? Moisav alinyun rishim, ha-madabe b'tzavois asiyas ha-begodim. V'shom tse v'yotso lo michnesei bad. It's when the Torah stamp talks about making the begodim, generally, it says you have to make a michnesei bad. But later when it says how the kohanim, the tzavor, to put on the begodim on the kohen, it doesn't talk about the michnesayim. But it just says, v'zeh ha-dover, the vav includes that when you put on the begodim, on the kohen, you have to put on his michnasayim. And vayta v'yasir ha-seifos at Rashi, sh'akahanim tzrichim lovi b'yem chinuchim. Anytime a kohen first becomes a kohen to do the avodah, the first day he does the avodah, he has to bring a special mincha, an asir ha-seifos. V'yafilu ha-hegit, even a korban hegit, a regular kohen, k'dermina b'mnochis. The first time he does the avodah, he has to bring an asir ha-seifos. So here the Pasha doesn't say it, but in the V'zeh HaDover includes, he needs the Asir HaSeif also. Shred the Gemara. Bishleim Michnasayim Tzivei Binyon of the Begodim. Bishleim that the V'zeh HaDover, the Vav, includes that you have to put on the Michnasayim as on the pants. It's good because it spoke about it in the Pasha before. As before, I was talking about making the actual Begodim. Now the next Pasha says that Tzavot to put it on the Kohen, so even though it doesn't say to put the Michnasayim on, but it says V'zeh HaDover, the Vav is Moisif. Just like before, we're talking about we had to make the Michnasayim. So in this Pasha also, it's like the Torah is saying, you have to put them on them also. El Asir HaSeifa Minolon. But how do we know to learn in this Pasha, V'zeh HaDover Shatas Lehem? You know what you have to do to a Kohen? When he wants to become a Kohen, he has to bring an Asir HaSeifa. How can we be marveled this in the Vav, in the V'zeh HaDover, the Psukim before, we're not talking about the Asir HaSeifa? So how could you include Asir HaSeifa when the Pasha is not talking about it? Have the Gemara, Asiya zeze, Erechlam is exeris sova zeze. Me vizeh korban aron avonov, hashiach grivo lashem asira seifam. And Pashas of Ayikra Vov, it says this lotion of vizeh korban aron avonov, hashiach grivo lashem, they bring an asira seifam. Just like over there, the vizeh means the asira seifam, here also, when Shemais Chavtes, when it starts talking about the tzavon, what the Karnam have to do, it also means to include that the first day they do the avoida, they have to bring a special mincha, the asira seifam. Omer Rav Yechanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, Minayin Shaf Mikro Pasha Makiv. How do we know that Bishasta Miluyim, there was a Tziva Moshe should read off the Pasha of the Klai Yisrael? How do we know even that is also Likuva? And Rashi says, Mikro Pasha Miluyim, Shen Etzava Bivyata Tzav, and the Pasha Atat Tzav, it says, Omer Lehem Letzibur, the Esrim v'Sholosh B'Adar, on the 23rd day of Adar, Kishyetchilu Amaluyim, those were the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Shivas Meluyim started, V'Hikul Esraid, they gathered them together, V'Pesach Ha'imoyid, Shinema V'Tikor Lo'edo, V'Yoyme Moshe Elo'edo, Zeh Adov HaShatibu Hashem. Lastly, that Moshe Zeh Adov means he had to tell over the Mikroyas the Pesukim. U'Mikroyas HaLolo B'Asiyas Amaluyim Mitzav HaSaron. He said over to them these Pesukim to the 7th Tzav HaSaron. So how do we know this is the Kuva? That if Moshe wouldn't have said over the Psukim, it would be possible to do the Avoida? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Vayoyme Moshe Leida, Zeh HaDover Shetiva Hashem. That means, what Zeh HaDover, what's HaDover? Afilo Dibur Makiv. That's what the extra Pasuk is telling us. Zeh HaDover, even this mitzvah of Dibur, just saying over the could be the story about the Pashas of Meluyim, that it says the first 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was Malbish Aaron HaKohen with his bonim. He put on the begodim on Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol. He put on the 8 begodim, and on the bonim, the Kohen Hagadol, the regular Kohen, he put on 4 begodim. How was the Seder? How did Moshe put them on? And who did Lederus do the same thing? How do we put them on? Ketzad Abisham. For the Gemara, Ketzad Abisham, how did Moshe put on the begodim on Aaron? Might have a heavy, might not come in to us. What happened, happened. It happened already. It's not Nogei Lameisen now. Why do you have to go into this? So Rashi says, Ketzad Abisham means say the begodim la'avu l'bonim, by your father the Kohen Gadol to his son. Ze'ach ha'zeh. How do you do one after another? So my devi has Rashi, Matzach l'alisha. Why do you have to ask the question for what happened already? El the Gemara means test like this. Ketzad malbisham losad lovay. El mino gay, when Mashiach comes, the Kohanim will be here again. How are we going to put the begodim back on the Kohanim then? For the Gemara, losad lovay nami. L'kishiyavay waran abon of a Moshe Mohim. When the Mashiach will come, we'll have Moshe and Aaron will be there, and they'll teach us how to do it. So it's like the Ritual speaks out, the Gemara always says, Hilchos al Mashiach, like it's not Nageya, to know halachas now, what will be later by the Mashiach. We don't clear these shalas now. Hey, Aaron and Moshe will be there then, they'll take care then. So my not you mean how you're supposed to do it. And for the Gemara, yeah, Elakate said Helbisha means Lemizbakroi. We want to know how to learn Shan the Psukim. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah, and the Psukim will soon see there's two parshas. There's a parshas in Shemois that the Tzavor, in parshas at the Tzavim, when Hashem commanded them to put the begodim on the Kohanim, and there's a parshas in Vayikra how they actually did it. So you want to know Pshat and Psukim, and Echnami, it happened already. We want to know how to learn Pshat and Psukim. That's what's Nogeya. Like Rashi says, Lemispa Kroy means Tlalir Meyadodi. Don't ask a stira. That's what really we want to ask. Really, there's a stira in the parshas. The Tzavor Ksiv in the parshas Shemois. When Hashem commanded them how to do it, Pasuk says there, "V'chagartim oisei avnet, put on the gartel, Aaron ubonav." Yeah, mashma chagirosam shalav ubonav b'seder echad. Mashma, they put on the gartel together, the father Aaron and the children together. They put on the gartel together. V'loihifset levishes neged achav b'ntayim. There was no other begodim put on in between. Hey, the Gemara's maskana is. First, Moshe went to put the gartel on Aaron HaKohen, and then he went straight to the bonim to put the gartel on them. That's what it says in Pashas Tetzavim. Uveyasiyo, but in Pashas Vayikra, in Tzav, when it talks about how they actually did it, Ksiv b'Aaron, Fayach k'roisa b'Avnet, first put on Aaron's Avnet, put on his gartel, the Sedovich begodim, then it says, V'hilbish kolam abushim, put on all Aaron's begodim, V'yachakach, then the Pasuk says, Hikriv bonim v'bishom, Chogar Aaron abonim, yeah. So, and later the Psukim say, then they first dressed the bonim. So, who is the steer in the Psukim? In Shemais, it's Mashma, they dressed them together. And in Vayikra, it's Mashma, first they dressed Aaron, and then they dressed the bonim. That's the Moros Kasha. What's Shan the Psukim? So, the Moros Pligi Bo, the name of Yechi of Rabbi Yechonis. So, Machloik is Taka. Chadama 1 says, Aaron, first Moshe dressed Aaron, all his 8 begodim, the Yechakach bonim. And then Moshe went to put on the 4 begodim on the his sons that were kohen hedyot. The Chadama 1 says no. Aaron ubonav avasachas. Moshe, but the maskana means first he put on the gartel on Aaron, and then right away he went to put the gartel on his children, and then he went to finish dressing Aaron. But he did not do completely Aaron first and then the children. He did like together. So machlokes. Now one Rabbi says like this: the kesoinis by putting on the underpins. Over mitznefes, and putting on the hat, kuli yamole pligi di Aaron. That's pshita. First Moshe dressed Aaron, v'yakakach bonav, and then he put on the begodim of the children. The why? The bain b'tzavor, where the pashas ata t'tzavor talks about the commandments. Obein b'yasi and pashas b'yikru, when he actually did it, Aaron kodim. The pasuk always says first dress Aaron, and then you'll dress the children. So that's no machlokes. Ki pligi, where's no machlokes? The avne. It's only a machlokes. How do they say of the gartel go? How do they put the gartel on? The avnik. Man the yom Aaron v'yachakach bonov. The one that says they actually put first Aaron. That means they dressed Aaron with all his 8 begotten first, and then they went to dress the bonov. They're still, because the pasuk says in Vayikra, v'yachker oisoy the avnik. Mashma first put the avnik on Aaron. For hodak see v'yachker oisom avnik. And then it says then the bonim you put the gartel on the bonim. Mashma separately. So first Moshe dressed Aaron completely, and then he dressed the bonim. Oman the yom Aaron abonim, the one that says no, that they put the gartel on both of them together, the batachas, the chsid, because it says in the pashas tzavo and shemois, it says, the chogarto oisam, put the gartel on both of them. Mashma, Aaron and the Bonim were done together. So Chorp Kitzur is a theory in the Psukim. So one says the Ika Pasuk is in Bayikro, and one says the Ika Pasuk is in Shemais. So the Gemara's Nagli Masba of Akol Ponim is a theory in the Psukim. So one says, Laman, the Yom Aaron and Bonim of Asachas. The one that says the Ika is in Pashis Shemais. That it says, V'chagar to Oysom. You do it together. I who exceed the Yakir Oysom Biavnei. What exceed the Yakir Oysom Avnei. I in Vayikra it says no. First they put the gartel on Aaron, and then later they first put the gartel on the children. Mashma was not done together.